Tattoos can be a barrier to getting out of prison. They can make it hard to get hired, to reconnect with people, and to put the past behind. Now there are programs to help them wipe their tattoos away. Judith Kogan introduces us to one man going through the process.
Shane McLeod spent 14 years in federal prison for armed robbery. He's covered head to toe in tattoos.
The only things that aren't covered is my butt cheeks and the tops of my feet.
Outside of prison, people react to his tattoos.
My look tends to either push people away or have them be standoffish.
Inmates often tattoo one another with makeshift tools. Some get gang-related tattoos, which they consider a matter of survival. Others, like 41-year-old McLeod, are simply lured by the art.
Once you start getting tattoos, it's like a tattoo fever thing, you know? You just keep getting them and getting them and getting them, and then next thing you know, you get all this skin covered, and you're like, oh my God, what happened?
While getting tattoos, McLeod may not have been thinking about life after release. Mark Drevno is executive director of the California-based nonprofit Jails to Jobs, which helps former prisoners find employment. He worries about their visible antisocial tattoos like swastikas, knives, and profanity.
And those types of tattoos are real job stoppers.
So his organization has published a national directory of over 300 free and low-cost tattoo removal programs for formerly incarcerated people. They're in 42 states.
It's so critical to employment and housing and safety and family reconciliation and healing.
When Shane McLeod was released from prison 2 years ago, he had trouble finding work. The problem, his case manager said, was his face and neck tattoos, bold and intricate interlocking curves above fearsome Gothic images.
Ready, one, two, three.
McLeod is slim and of medium height, his eyes protected by goggles. He's lying slightly reclined in the upscale Boston office of The Finery, a tattoo removal business with a special program to remove face, neck, and hand tattoos of formerly incarcerated people free of charge.
About halfway done.
To remove the tattoos, skilled technicians use laser machines to break up the ink particles, which the body then absorbs and flushes out. Sessions are 6 weeks apart to allow the skin to heal in the interim. But the process is painful.
It's like when you're cooking bacon at your house and, you know, the bacon grease shoots up onto your arm and it burns.
McLeod says he dreads the pain, but he's sticking with the program because he's tired of being prejudged. There are his kids.
I got twin six-month-old babies. I got my daughter who's 6 years old. I got a son that's 16 years old and a daughter that's 22 years old.
He's thinking about their weddings and school functions with other parents.
You know, I just want to kind of be looked at the same, that's all.
Do you want to make your next appointment?
Carmen Brody is founder and CEO of The Finery. She says of the 150 former inmates who've started its special program, 30 to 40 have completed it.
They have a hard time finishing it. They have a hard time with getting here on the day that they're scheduled for.
So Brody's in talks with Massachusetts' maximum security prison to bring the program's mobile unit out there.
It's a huge game changer if we can get in the prison before they get released.
If approved, Massachusetts would join a handful of state prisons with pre-release tattoo removal programs. California is about to expand its pre-release programs from 2 to 21 locations in the state. The goal is to offer the service to approximately 3,000 offenders per year. For NPR News, I'm Judith Kogan.